We are going to take probably one last week away from our line-by-line studies in the book of Jeremiah to kind of hopefully put the cap on this study here as far as a basic understanding goes. And we'll title this Pharmakia, Babylon's Cup of Abominations. Babylon's Cup of Abominations. Revelation 18, verse 23, "And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." Okay? Now, a lot of people have really overlooked this word for many years, the word sorceries. But when you look it up in your Strong's Concordance, you look it up in the original Greek, you find out that it means, this might be small for some of you, but it is the Greek word pharmakia. And it actually means medication, pharmacy, i.e. by extension, magic, literally or figuratively. And this word has been translated sorcery or witchcraft. And that's the big surprising one for many people, is the word pharmacy in there. Pharmacy. Because this, you know, a lot of people think, well, Pastor Ben, this is just sorcery just refers to some mind-altering drugs or getting high and things like that. But in this study, you're going to see that pharmakia is a lot farther reaching than many of us could have imagined. You know, now we have, and it's becoming easier to imagine because we have this thing today called Big Pharma, the big pharmaceutical industry that is now pushing vaccines on us and all kinds of other things. And, you know, I had no idea, you know, when reading the book of reading about Mystery Babylon, Revelation 18, that this kind of sorcery, this pharmakia, would have such a major role to play in the end days. In fact, this might be one of the things that divides the people from either serving the world systems, serving Babylon, or serving Almighty God. And it's astonishing to see these things develop. And you'll see what I'm talking about. So some would say, well, Pastor Ben, this is only referring to mind-altering drugs. Well, this we're going to look in the symbolism of the pharmaceutical industry as well as the modern medical industry and find out where its roots lie. You know, there's this thing called the Cup of Hygieia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. If not, no apologies to the false god whose name this is. But anyways, it's the symbol of the pharmaceutical industry. This is the symbol. Look at this symbol here. It is a cup, I think it's probably in its initial form, a golden cup, with a serpent either drinking or spewing its venom into it, okay? And this is you could Google it. You could even Google this. I hate using the word Google, but you can search this on the internet. Do your own research on it. Just look up the word Cup of Hygieia. And you will find that this is the official symbol of the modern pharmaceutical industry. And you might ask yourself, what in the world? Why do I want to be drinking serpent's venom? You know, why is serpent's venom, you know, being spewed into the cup? Or other people think it's the serpent drinking out of the cup. Either way, why would they be using this symbol for something that is supposed to be healing people, something that's supposed to be helpful to people? All right. So then you go into and you start looking, well, who's this Hygieia? And then you see that there's statues made to this false goddess, this all the way back to Greek and maybe even beforehand. She's a woman. She's holding a serpent in one hand, as you can see, and a cup in the other hand. Now, I want you to remember Revelation chapter 18. You know, when God wrote the book of Revelation, when Jesus revealed that to us, he was trying to show us who the enemy was. Because Satan and all of his false systems, they were using symbols in the world at that time, and we still use them today, and God wanted to tell us who these symbols belong to. He was pulling the lid off of paganism and showing that it was Satan behind all of it. Okay. And this stuff is just, it bombards us every day that we become so callous to it. You know, in fact, you look at a lot of the stuff in Hollywood, you look at Disney, we're getting pagan symbols thrown at us left and right where it just feels normal. We don't get shocked when we see it. It's like, well, there's nothing really to that. Okay. There's nothing really to that, people think. And they do so to their own harm. Here's another picture of her holding a serpent. Okay, holding a serpent, and she's got her cup there. This one, she's actually feeding the serpent, it looks like, out of that cup. All right, then you have this famous RX symbol. A lot of people, I mean, do we ever even think about what RX means? It's on all the bags of that you take home from the pharmacy. And we don't even, all you got to do is look up, what does RX mean? Just do it on an internet search, and you're going to find out that it means the Eye of Horus. That's where it came from. Horus was another pagan god, okay? Another pagan god. And in fact, I think he was either the father of or the actual beast or Antichrist himself when you look at the pagan mythology there. And then you come to these three symbols here that are the three major symbols for both the health industry and the pharmaceutical industry. Now, check this out. Actually, one of them's for commerce, but you look at and you see it's the same. And you'll see why this one's important, because Mystery Babylon and the health industry is definitely involved in commerce, okay? So caduceus is the symbol of commerce. You see there on the very left-hand side of the slide, you see two serpents entwined around a pole with the wings on it. Well, when you look at, I don't have all these other slides, but when you look at a bunch of other slides, it shows that this pole actually represents some kind of an angel, like a fallen angel. You can see the head and the wings. I have no doubt this is Lucifer himself, the pole. The actual pole. And then you see just a slight variation of what you see for the symbol of commerce. And you have the rod of Asclepius, okay? The symbol of medicine. And a lot of people, some people think that this is, I remember a story in the Bible where Moses was holding up a staff with a serpent on it, and the people looked up to it and were healed. And they think that this is where that came from. But it's not. It's not the same thing at all. It's even named, okay? Asclepius. That pole that Moses held up was totally different, okay? Was totally different. And that's a whole other story for another time, but it's not the same thing, okay? So when you look at that pole, it's not as though the modern health industry says, oh, we're all worshipers of God and we want to use this symbol from the Bible. You got to be kidding yourself. There's no connection there whatsoever, okay? And then you look at the bowl of Hygieia here, it's a symbol of pharmacy. And there's another symbol, you see the serpent entwined. So what do you keep seeing here within modern medicine and the pharmaceutical industry? What's at the center of it all? Who's the healing power? The serpent, okay? The serpent. The serpent is the common theme among all of this as the source of healing and medicine and power and you name it, okay? So you might say, man, this is kind of surprising. I didn't know the roots of modern medicine was, you know, steeped in paganism, okay? Then you go to the Hippocratic Oath, the original Hippocratic Oath. Now, the modern one's a little bit different. They've updated it and they've hidden some of these things. But nevertheless, the roots of the Hippocratic Oath, just for the fact that we call it that, is intentionally binding these two oaths together without our doctors even knowing it, okay? Without them even knowing it. And it starts out, so when a doctor becomes a doctor and he gets his white coat or whatever, he takes his Hippocratic Oath, the original version reads like this. I swear by Apollo, healer, by Asclepius, by Hygieia, and by Panacea, and by all the gods and goddesses, making them my witnesses, that I will carry out according to my ability and judgment this oath and indenture, okay? This oath and indenture. So then you go on and you can read it. But it starts out with an oath to these pictures, to these gods that I just showed you pictures of. And they all involve the serpent, okay? They all involve the serpent. And that's astonishing, okay? So here, let's look at Asclepius a little bit here. He is known as the god of healing and medicine. Now, first of all, I might say who Apollo is. Besides being just a fake god, the book of Revelation actually reveals to us who Apollo is. He's Apollyon, the destroying angel from the bottomless pit. Okay? And God knew that, and the Christians, when they read that, they're looking at all these fake gods, and they're like, oh my gosh, these are all connected. All of these pagan gods are connected to one source, and that is the one who wants to destroy our souls, the devil, Satan, that same false god, all that same false god and serpent who deceived Eve way back in the Garden of Eden, same one. So Asclepius, the god of healing and medicine, was he holding a staff and a serpent? I have no doubt that this is probably a symbol of Satan himself. Okay, Satan himself. The staff symbolizes his power, and the serpent defines who he is. And then you go and you look at the headquarters of the pharmaceutical industry. There's a building in Washington, D.C. And what does it look like to you? It looks like a temple. If you were to go back in ancient times, this would look like a temple to some god. You walk up the various, all the symbolism in there. You got the two huge cups on either side of the walkway. And then you got to go up one platform. And then you eventually get into the temple of the gods, okay? The healing powers and so on. So, I mean, this is what I've just pulled up here is just a fraction. I mean, it's all in front of us. And it's just that we've been living in Babylon so long that we become accustomed to these things and they've been normalized. And we just think this is how we do things. This is normal life. Okay. And even after studying the Bible for as many years, studying and teaching the Bible for as many years as I have, after seeing what's going on in current events and then digging into this, it was eye-opening to me. It was one of those things that it was like there was a veil over my eyes to a certain extent where I could only see dimly into what Mystery Babylon was doing. And then it was just like, whoa, shoo, you can see the whole thing. It's all there. And it's all playing a role in the end times. Then here you have the World Health Organization. What is there? The Rod of Asclepius. It's for somebody to try to say, no, it's got to be the rod that Moses was holding up with the serpent. You have got to be kidding me. Because you think the World Health Organization, as part of the United Nations and all that, is actually going to use a godly symbol? You got to be crazy. You got to be out of your mind. Their god is the serpent, okay? Their god is Satan. And here you can see he's revered as the healer of the world, as the healer of the world. All right. So one of the things we're going to begin seeing is, you know, who do we trust for our healing? The serpent, the World Health Organization, Mystery Babylon and her sorceries, or Almighty God? That's the major question. You know, when there's a pandemic, specifically what I'm want to tie in here, when there's a pandemic, and this one isn't even that bad, let's say there is a bad one that comes. Are we gonna trust in the sorcerer to give us this magical potion that has, that was developed so-called scientifically, to inject into our bloodstream to prevent us from getting some pandemic? Or are we going to do what was always commanded in the Bible, have faith in God and trust in God? You know, a lot of people, a lot of Christians, and it's astonishing, even many Christians, leaders and pastors today are telling their congregants to go to the sorcerer to protect them against COVID-19 rather than to trust in God. And in fact, some of them are even telling them that you better do this, you better go to the sorcerer or you don't love your neighbor. I mean, this is becoming very clear to us in these times where the true Christians are and where the false Christians are. Because I'll tell you what, a lot of people are coming up to me, a lot of people are looking for religious exemptions, people who study their Bibles on their own, or they belong, they say, my church won't sign religious exemptions. And then people say, well, there's not even one credible denomination that would be against vaccinations and things like that. And here it is right in the Bible. Vaccinations, and I'm going to prove it to you as we get through there, vaccinations are sorcery. There's no other way around it. And a lot of people are just looking at the COVID-19 vaccine as, oh, this one's way different. I'm not anti-vax, but there's something different about this one. And I'd agree, there probably is something different about this one. But when you start digging into it, they're all the same. They're all the same. They're all sorcery. And when you play with sorcery, there's always a price to pay. You don't get something from Satan without him taking something back from you, okay? It's like we all watch it in the movies. You sell your soul to the devil, he'll give you your good times for a little time, but eventually payday's coming. Payday's coming. You made that deal. You have to honor it. And the warnings are all there. You know, we know the warnings of all these things. But anyways, it's a lot more far-reaching than we could even imagine. All right. Now, the first drugstores. Guess where they were found? In Babylon. In Babylon. What do we read in the book of Revelation? Mystery Babylon and her what? Drugs. Pharmakia. Okay? It says, I'm going to read this here. It says, commonly seen on doctors' prescriptions, pads, and signs in pharmacies, Rx is the symbol for a medical prescription. According to most sources, Rx is derived from the Latin word recipe, meaning take. Among several other alternative theories, however, is the belief that the Rx symbol evolved from the eye of Horus, an Egyptian symbol associated with healing powers. What is known for certain is that the practice of pharmacy, the preparation and dispensation of drugs, has been around for thousands of years. The world's first recorded prescriptions were etched on clay on a clay tablet in Mesopotamia around 2100 BC, while the first drug stores were established in the ancient city of Baghdad, that's Babylon, in the 8th century AD. Okay, in the 8th century AD. So it's all connected to Babylon. Okay, Babylon. All right. Now, we talked a little bit about that serpent and all the symbols there, and we're like, why is the serpent there? What does this mean? Well, Revelation, God tries to tell us in Revelation, when you see that serpent and you see these people using it, you need to know who this is of. And he says, and the great dragon was cast out, Revelation 12, verse 9, that old serpent. Old, why does he say old? Because he wants you to know it's the one that was this all the way back in the Garden of Eden. The one that deceived Eve. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. So when you see all those modern symbols with the serpent on there, you're looking at Satan. Okay? Satan is in the middle of every single one of those. How do we know that? Because God told us that's who that symbol is. Was of. And it's not hard to find once you start realizing and making the connections. It's all there. But what's interesting here is how does the dragon, the old serpent, deceive the whole world? Well, we know from Revelation 18, the verse that we just read, and we're going to go and read some other verses about Mystery Babylon here in a little bit. It was primarily through pharmakia, the dispensing of drugs. You know, we actually watched my wife and I, somebody told us to. Somebody who had a podcast said, hey, you got to watch this movie. And it was called Equilibrium. If you guys have time, check that out. It was this society had become a communist like society, a communist world. And, and every day or every, was it every day or yeah, I think it was every day they had to shoot an injection into their neck. And if somebody didn't take their injection and weren't numbed and they started having feelings, people would spot them out and know that, hey, that person's not taking their medication. They're not taking their shot. They're not taking their daily jab. And you think this is silly, but hey, a lot of that stuff is leaked out in Hollywood of what's coming. And now we hear of, oh, you got to get a booster shot now. And oh, now I've even heard that there's, Pfizer is making a pill that you can take every 30 days that will keep you from getting the newest and latest variants that are coming out. Where does this end? It doesn't end. It ends with you becoming totally immersed in sorcery. Okay. That's how Mystery Babylon deceives the whole world. It's through pharmakia. And we're starting to see the beginning of a whole new era, whether we're going into the end days or we're going into the tribulation soon. I don't know. We could go into 70 years of where pharmakia is drugging the people of the world and making them into zombies. Okay. The roots were already laid with fake diseases like ADHD and all these types of things. We'll get into that in a little bit too. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised to find out what's in those drugs. All right. So the devil, the serpent, deceives the whole world by pharmakia. That's how he does it primarily. You know, I used to always think, well, that's just a cup. That's just lies. You know, I used to look at Mystery Babylon, and I looked at that cup that she held in her hand, and I thought, oh, she just pours her lies out through the world, which is true. There's a sense in that. It is part of that. But it's when you start seeing the literal dispension of drugs into people's body as a form of deception, we're seeing that today. And the dragon was wroth with the woman. Now we're going to skip over to Revelation 12, verse 17. We're going to check this out. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Now check this out. Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, when you dig into Big Pharma and you find out what all these vaccines are for and other things, then you know, hey, this is sorcery. I'm going to stay away from this. This is simple. Christians just don't partake in this stuff, right? And then that's what protects you from the dragon. So what does the dragon do? He starts persecuting the woman. We're starting to see that right now. The vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And they're going to start blaming us. I think what we're going to probably see, maybe even see it this fall, just speculating based off of what I'm seeing in the world, is that people are going to start getting really sick. And they already are, and they're hiding it. We've even had some NFL players come out with blood clotting diseases that they didn't have before, and they got after they were vaccinated. One of them was even promoting the vaccination before he found out that he had this, and now his season's done, probably his career. But what's going to happen is these people are going to start dying from the actual vaccine, I believe, or getting very sick. And then what are they going to do? They're going to say, no, it's not because of the vaccines. It's because of these variants that are spreading, and they're not protected from the vaccine because of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated have allowed this virus to keep mutating and forming, and because they haven't done that, it's their fault. Okay? It's their fault. So you can see how the dragon is coming after us. They're even talking about, in other countries, they're doing it in Australia. They're building camps, cities to put the unvaccinated. Think about that. That's what happened in Nazi Germany. You know, you start building these camps and you start putting the people in there, then you can start, you know, it starts out with some so-called legitimate thing, and then you start killing them and doing whatever else to them. It's amazing. It's amazing that for all these years, I know in the beginning years as parents, we didn't know this about vaccines. But knowing now that vaccines, and when you start, I even have a link to it on our website. I don't know if it's done by Christian people or not. It might be kind of a mixture. But there's I have a link on the homepage of our website at ChristianOvercomers.com. And it links to this site called No Mandatory Vaccinations. And it is astonishing when you realize all the allergies kids are getting, all the deaths that have been, you know, caused, you name it, all of the illness, and they're all linked to vaccines. Just the, you know, one big one that was causing a lot of autism was MMR. And you know what they'll say? What we've been pounded with all these years, they'll say, no, there's no evidence to support that vaccines are linked to autism. And that is absolutely a lie. And what you'll find out, because there are insiders within the, there's a movie called Vaxxed, okay? There were insiders in the CDC who came out as a whistleblowers and revealed that, yeah, they knew that they were connected, but they were hiding it. They were hiding it. And what is the CDC? Basically, I know it's true because one of the things the Bible says is by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every matter is established. You have all of these parents. I don't care what scientific studies they try to throw at us or whatever kind of statistical lies they try to throw at us. When you have parents that had normal kids that were smiling at them, interacting with them, walking and doing everything normally, and then they say everything changed after I brought them in for the vaccination. Everything changed. That was the moment. And you have all of these witnesses, you know, saying the same thing. That's what the Bible determines as a witness, not the people whose interest it is to sell you the poison. You know, you don't believe them as a witness. They're false witnesses. They're false witnesses. So now when I hear people say that, it is the height of ignorance when you hear somebody say, there's no connection whatsoever between autism and vaccines. There absolutely is. And there's much more than that. You wonder why people are allergic to like wheat or nuts or eggs and things like that. It's a lot of those ingredients are actually in these vaccines. And what happens is they put those poisons in the vaccines like mercury, and then the body to trigger the body to say, oh, there's poison in my body. And then the immune system sees those proteins of whether it's yeast or, you know, nuts or whatever, egg protein. They see that protein and then they think that protein's the enemy. And then the rest of that kid's life, now he's allergic to it because his immune system had been deceived and was not able to handle that amount of deception being thrown at it. So what are we seeing here? You know, long and short of it is when you see the vaccines are for one purpose, really for one purpose only, is to get you involved in sorcery and also to poison your body. And you'll find out, why are they going to poison your body? So the serpent can give you more medicine, can give you all these other things the rest of your life and make money off of you, and you become their slave. So had our people from the beginning, had our parents in the 50s and the 60s and beforehand knew that this was sorcery, you look at it, I mean, if you put a bunch of, and I posted on Facebook the other day, if some witch came up to you and, you know, there was some pandemic going on, you know, smallpox or something, and some witch, everybody was saying, hey, this witch has a potion that she knows how to brew up. Go to her and you won't get the smallpox. And if you went to her and she looked at you and, you know, with the ugly, you know, ugly look and the black hat and all that, green skin, and she starts telling you what she's throwing in there. Here, I'll throw a little, blood from a sacrificed child, because that's what these cell lines are. That's what they are. They're from the blood tissue of a sacrificed child. So they throw the blood of the sacrificed child, throw some mercury in there, throw some other chemicals to make the body go crazy and wonder what the heck's going on with me. And then throw some animal viruses in there and, you know, you name it, just stir it up in a big black cauldron. And then she says, here, drink and be healthy. You would say, this is sorcery. This is witchcraft. But you make her not ugly. You make her intelligent, sophisticated, intellectual. She went to the greatest universities that America could offer, and you put a white coat on her and she's giving you the same concoction. You're going to say it's modern medicine instead of witchcraft. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. All right. And, you know, in our religious exemption that we have on our website at ChristianOvercomers.com, you know, God's law, if followed, we wouldn't need all this extra stuff because our bodies wouldn't be sick. If we follow God's moral law, his laws concerning diet and health, exercise, and you name it, we wouldn't have all these problems. We wouldn't need to go to the sorcerer. But we've become so sick and so ill that that becomes the place where people have to go. Revelation 13, verse 3, check this out. And I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Okay, I'm going here for this word healed. So you can see that all of the world is going to worship the Antichrist. And actually, it says right here, I'm going to read the next verse. And they worship the dragon, which gave power. Who is the dragon again? The serpent. How did he give power? He healed them, right? He healed the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with him? So the point being, why did I come here? Because the Satan heals the beast, and the world wonders after Satan because of his healing powers, or so-called healing powers through sorcery, magic, you name it. Okay. All right. So when you look at those, you look at the serpent and all the symbolism in paganism as the god of healing, you see another instance here in the Bible. All right. Where he is worshiped as such. Revelation 22. Now, somebody would say, well, Pastor Ben, you know, what you're saying includes a lot of modern medicine. You know, what do we do? How do we, what do we do if we get sick? If we, you know, something happens to us, what do we do if we can't have pharmakia? Well, check this out. Revelation 22 verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, we're looking at forward to New Jerusalem, the new heavens and the new earth. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. Okay, fresh fruit every month. Here, you even have here a lesson of how to stay healthy is eat fresh foods in their whole foods in their seasons when they're ripe. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Now, when you look at it, there's no medicine in the Bible that's, there's nothing mentioned in the Bible where unnatural things were mixed together as forms of medicine. You know, there was a case where somebody used figs as a medicine because of some kind of disease they had, and so on. But here we actually have a natural thing from a tree that in the future, both, you know, used probably in a figurative sense as the healing power for the nations. So what did we do before modern medicine came along? How did people treat illnesses? Well, you'll find out it wasn't even all that long ago that people used natural remedies. Okay. Well, for one thing, they ate whole food diets. They didn't have GMO food and they didn't have all this other stuff. So there was less stuff to go around to contaminate people and make them sick. But they used natural herbs and medicines. There is so much healing power in even an orange, for example. You get a cold or something, all that vitamin C in there. There is a lot of healing power in nature itself, And it wasn't until the 1800s that the likes of John D. Rockefeller, you might want to look this up, began making synthetic drugs made from, because the oil industry just started and they started, and he started figuring out, oh, you can use these, you know, petroleum products to make drugs to go into the body and so on and so forth. But anyways, so he went on a big, huge, and Rockefeller, no doubt, he was a globalist. He was a very wicked man. And he figured out a way to patent all these medicines. Because you can't patent natural herbs and spices and medicines because those come from nature. But so he wanted to make money. You can't make money just from selling. You make a lot more money if you can develop some magic potion and say, this is a patent. I developed it. It's only mine. And now you have a monopoly over that, right? So, and that goes on even to this day. The modern pharmaceutical industry is not driven by their compassion and their love for people. They are driven by one thing, and that's greed and power. Greed and power. It's big money. It's big money. And you're going to see here in a little bit how shocking it is when you look at it. We'll get to that. But it's big money. What is anything that is developed based off of greed has to be from, it has to be heavily contaminated with Satan, right? Any kind of industry that's driven primarily on greed and not. So what he did, he started, you know, the globalists, they started ridiculing all of the natural medicines that were out there. They started calling them quacks, weirdos, and all this kind of stuff. So it was like what we see today. It was a fake news media. They attack everything that's good. They double down on their lies. In fact, I'll say one thing, but I'll finish this thought first and I'll go back a little bit. So he went on a huge campaign to discredit all of the natural remedies that were out there and then promote the synthetic drugs, okay? The synthetic drugs that have all kinds of poisons added to them. So basically what you'll see, and it was astonishing, right when some whistleblowers were coming out that were from within the CDC, this was like 20 years ago, about vaccines, you would have thought that all the major news outlets would have been covering this. I mean, there were even hearings in Congress going on about all this. Nothing whatsoever, crickets. But you know what they did then? They started saying, oh, there's an outbreak of, what was it, smallpox or something? Some outbreak of some virus at Disney World. And it was just like, while they're supposed to be covering the real truth of the dangers of vaccines, they doubled down on it and said there's another pandemic of some sort and you need to make sure your kids are vaccinated. So what does that tell us? That tells us that the mainstream news media and the pharmaceutical industry, as well as the politicians, they're all in on this. They're all in on it. And what will they do when somebody tries to uncover the truth? They lie more. They just double down on their lies. And it is so wicked and so evil. And when they do that, people just believe it. Oh, they hear the same slogan. There is no evidence, no facts that, yes, there is. Autism and all kinds of other allergies and deaths are connected to all those vaccines that we think are normal that we give our children. And it's very sad. Anyways, so in God's nature, it was there all along. You think God would create, do you think God would make man rely upon, you know, somebody said this. They said, hey, you know what? I think the pharma, you know, with the vaccines and all this, I think the pharmaceutical, you know, the development of the mRNA vaccines, some lady on Facebook said this, I think it's a blessing from God. God knew this was coming and he brought the people here just in time to do it. And then I asked her, I said, well, are these believers that developed the mRNA vaccine? And then she's like, well, you know, and then she was saying, well, think about this. Noah used trigonometry to build the ark. You know, like that was, he used science. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you know what? The guy, what's his name? Nimrod, the great, the Antichrist of the Old Testament, he used with his vast knowledge, with his vast scientific knowledge, helped organize the building of the Tower of Babel. So is that, did God, is everything scientifically developed of God just because we have the mental capacity to do it? That's absurd. That's absurd to say that. Anyways, back to Revelation 18, verse 23. We're going to dissect this verse a little bit more and then show some other very enlightening things. Revelation 18, verse 23. I lost connection for a second. There we go. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, speaking of Babylon, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries, or pharmakia, pharmacies, were all nations deceived. Okay? All nations deceived. All right. All nations were deceived by what? Pharmakia. Now check this out. How can that be? What, Pastor Ben, show me an example of how this would apply, you know, in a practical way. Okay, well, check this out. Almost 70% of Americans take at least one prescription medication, and more than half take at least two, according to a new study by researchers at the Mayo Clinic. The most common, now check this out, the most common prescriptions are for antibiotics, okay? Somebody would say, well, okay, that doesn't sound too bad. In fact, you know, there is a, like penicillin. I'm not saying that all modern medicine is sorcery, by the way. Penicillin is derived from mold on a natural plant, okay? So there are things like that. And, you know, maybe they put some coloring in it or whatever that would we could do without, but whatever. But check this out. Check out the next one. Antidepressants. The antidepressants, for sure, in my opinion, I have to say, because, you know, I don't want to be held legally liable by, you know, by giving medical advice. This is my opinion. In my opinion, every single antidepressant out there is absolutely sorcery. You're going to the sorcerer looking for a chemical to make you happy rather than going to the Word of God. It's really simple. That's an easy one. The hard area is some of these medicines that are used primarily for, you know, healing somebody's ailment. And those are a little bit more complicated. But the easy ones are antidepressants and what? Opioid painkillers. Those are the most common prescriptions, antidepressants and painkillers. Okay? Those two for sure are sorcery. And the antibiotics, many of them likely the same. 1/5 of Americans are taking 5 or more prescription drugs, okay? CBS Atlanta reports. So you see there, 70% of Americans are reliant upon some form of pharmakia. All right, now check this out. 75% of TV advertisements are big pharma. 75% of the advertisements you see on TV are for some kind of drug. Now check this out. It says in 2020, the pharmaceutical industry spent $4.58 billion on advertising on national TV in the United States. Unsurprisingly, representing a big shift in spending compared to the 2019 pre-COVID market, in 2020, TV ad spending of the pharma industry accounted for 75% of the total ad spending. What does that tell you? Why do these people lie to us? Why do they have to lie to us? Because if they say anything bad against big pharma, their TV station shuts down. They have no money. They have no funding. Now I realize why one of the major reasons why, I've been saying things on YouTube for a while that are controversial, but I haven't been attacked. But the minute I set my foot on Big Pharma, I got my videos removed immediately. And so when that happens, you're standing over the target. See, Big Pharma is playing. Big Pharma controls. Through her sorcery, she even controls the merchants of the earth. She controls everything, basically. And unfortunately, many people's healths are now dependent upon that because of all of the stuff that she created in the first place, starting with vaccines. I mean, people are stuck having to treat illnesses and diseases because of the vaccines they had when they were a kid. Or if they had not had that in the first place, there wouldn't be that. All right. So if you think that, then you might wonder, okay, so what is the other percentage of TV ads? What fills in the rest? Mostly, check this out, junk food. They go hand in hand. You eat the junk food, you eat the poisons, and now what do you need? You need the sorcerer to heal your body. You need the serpent to help you get back to normal because you poisoned yourself in the first place. You were deceived, like Eve was. Think about this. All the way back in the Garden of Eden, what was Eve tempted with? A food, and this is in a spiritual sense as well, but let's take this on a physical level. She was tempted to eat a food that God said she could not eat or it would kill her, okay? And when you look at the Bible, God's given us all the food laws. You know, so many people eat pigs today, swine flesh. You get arthritis. You get all kinds of other diseases, all kinds of stuff we don't even know about you get from eating unclean animals, okay? So this is all, it's all in the Bible. So 1 hour, here's Nutrition Insight says, 1 hour of TV exposes children to 10 junk food ads, says new CSPI analysis. When you start looking at what's in a lot of this junk food and the food coloring and stuff like that, this stuff is poison. It's meant to get you sick. All right, now check this out. This is enlightening here. Truth. Mainstream doctors, now we're not saying all doctors, and a lot of them don't even know this because what are doctors? You know, we think of them as such intelligent. When you know some doctors personally, you realize they're not actually the smartest people in the world. They're not gods, you know, you're going to worship. But they go through the same brainwashing. They get the same lies. In fact, they will prescribe you things based off of the knowledge they have. And you know what? The knowledge they have many times is built the pharmaceutical industry, cooks the numbers, and they don't know. So they're deceived. They're not the bad guys necessarily. Most of them are just part of this corrupt pagan system. Now it says truth. Mainstream doctors are simply big pharma sales reps in white coats, pushers for a cartel whose profits depend upon sick people. Making you healthy is not part of the equation. Keeping a customer base is. Okay. And you can see on his jacket are all the names of these big pharma industries. And that is so true. These doctors, that's the one major thing they're trained to do is, oh, you're feeling this? Okay, well, my medical teaching says give you this drug and that drug and this, whatever. They never say, oh, go home, squeeze a lemon and mix it with honey and drink that, and that may make you better. They would never say that. They would say, oh, that's quackery. We're way more sophisticated than that, you know. Or they'll never say, go home, run a few laps around your block, get the blood flowing, thin your blood out or whatever. They'll never say that because that's not part of the system. That's not going to make them money. Anyways. All right. Continuing on. And here you hear it. This is a good thing. This is what we're seeing today. Look at the people. They're being led by the Pied Piper here, which is the pharmaceutical industry. Everybody's following and worshiping the vaccine. And I posted this the other day on Facebook. When you look at what's going on, this is so true today. This is what's happening. Excuse me, sir. Have you accepted Big Pharma as your Lord and Savior? That's what they're asking us to do. Okay, that's what they're asking us to do. And you look at it, now this doesn't mean all doctors and nurses are bad. My wife's a nurse. But when you look at the push, when they're trying to push these drugs on us, especially the vaccines, they're trying to make us make a choice. We're either going to trust in God or we're going to believe in their Savior. Okay, they're evangelizing. They're evangelizing for the sorceress. They're I'm going to say it just quite blunt. They are Satan's evangelists. Trust in God? You're crazy. That's weird. We got this medicine here. Why wouldn't you take this, you stupid Neanderthal? You know, that's how we're ridiculed. We're ridiculed into not trusting in God when, you know, you think about it. A lot of those, when Jesus went around healing, I remember the common theme. The woman touched his garment. And what did he say to her? Go to the sorcery. Don't bother with me. No, he said, your faith has made you whole. We're ridiculed for even saying that today. Your faith has made you whole. Jesus never told somebody to go somewhere else. Oh, go down to the witch's cauldron. She'll take care of you. But our pastors are telling us this day. They're telling us that because they think we just haven't evolved to the point of accepting the advances in modern technology and what a blessing it is from God. Okay? Amazing. All right. So we're going to wrap this up in Revelation 17. Read a little bit more about Mystery Babylon here. And her cup of abominations. Now notice that's actually the title of this study, the cup of abominations. What's in a lot of the modern medicine? Is it natural herbs and spices, things that God created? Or are they abominable things like animal viruses, the cell lines of aborted babies, mercury, heavy metals? Those are abominations. That's what she had in her hand. That's what she wants you to drink. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now you got to think of Mystery Babylon. She's not just a whore. She's a sorcerer. She's a drug pusher. And we're not talking about illegal drugs, although that plays a part of it. Because the kings of the earth are not in the big, some kings of the earth push drugs, we know that. But not Big Pharma is what we're talking about here. Check it out, verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Wow, a lot is said there. Now think about this. Mystery Babylon, the sorcerer, Big Pharma, She's in an adulterous relationship with the kings of the earth. So what does that mean? They're sleeping together. They're benefiting from each other. The kings are getting rich. They're getting their power. They're getting their donations for their campaigns. And the merchants of the earth are getting rich as well. Everybody's getting rich because of pharmakia. Okay, everybody's getting rich because of it. Do you think all these politicians that run the CDC and the World Health Organization, do you think they're going to tell us the truth when they're in an incestuous or an adulterous affair with Big Pharma? You got to be insane to think they're going to tell you the truth. They're sleeping together, my friends. They are sleeping together. And who suffers? The people of the earth do. They sleep together, and we get the pain from that relationship. Now, I want you to see something here. It's amazing how God has this. The word drunk there is actually the word metho in the Greek. Metho. And you say, what does that have to do with big pharma? They don't put, that's, meth is an illegal drug. Nobody pushes that. Well, you'd be surprised to find out that this so-called made-up disease, ADHD, is cured by, guess what? Meth. Supposedly cured by meth. You're giving kids methamphetamine. You're making them into drug addicts right away by a fake disease that the pharmaceutical industry, the CDC, and all these doctors, and they've approved, and it's all signed, it's all legitimate, it's all a big lie to give them meth. Check this out. Big Pharma's Adderall meeting, meth for children. That's exactly what Adderall is. Meth, and I'm going to read this. I think this was from Wikipedia. I can't remember. I apologize. But methamphetamine is indicated as an integral part of a total treatment program for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which typically includes other remedial measures, psychological, educational, social, for a stabilizing effect in children over 6 years of age with a behavioral syndrome characterized by the following group of developmental inappropriate symptoms: moderate to severe distractibility, short attention span, hyperactivity, emotional lability, and impulsivity. Now think about this. What kids aren't having those issues anyways? All kids have that to a certain degree or not. And when you grow up in a generation where the parents aren't there to properly raise up their kids, right? This is just lack of discipline. So lack of discipline is now treated with meth. The parents don't discipline their kids. They do not do their job as a parent. So they send them to the sorcerer. The sorcerer says, here, make them a drug addict. And actually give them a stimulant that makes them even more hyper. Methamphetamine is a stimulant. You'd think they would give them at least lace it with something that's going to like calm them down, 100 proof vodka or something, But no, we just make it worse. We put meth in them and introduce them into the world of drugs. But it's all approved. The FDA approves it. The doctors say it's okay. So it's got to be okay, right? It's modern medicine. All right. So here we got a picture of Big Pharma. You can see somebody did this quite well. They control everything. Big Pharma controls everything. I often used to think of the politics. I used to think about the Antichrist New World Order and how Satan controlled politics, religion, and the economy. And I never even thought about the pharmaceutical industry actually controlling all of them. All of them. All of them. And it makes sense when you realize it's sorcery. It's the sorcerer's power. All right. Couple more verses. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having, she looked really nice, right? She wasn't wearing a black hat, okay? She looked beautiful. Everything looked rich and adorned. She wasn't wearing a black hat. She didn't have a big, huge crooked nose with a big wart on it. Okay. She was attractive. Having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. All right. I talked about the abominations. We know what goes into a lot of these vaccines, what goes into some of the, in fact, one of the things that actually made me dig more into modern medicine as a whole was somebody commented they were trying to say that we were a bunch of hypocrites because a lot of Christians or conservatives, they don't want to take the COVID-19 vaccines because they were they use aborted fetal lines in testing. And then they said, well, look at all these drugs all the way down to, I think it was ibuprofen, actually was developed by testing on aborted fetal cells. And I started thinking, this person thought I'd throw up my hands and say, oh, you're right. That's ridiculous to be against it because of that. I mean, ibuprofen, who wouldn't take ibuprofen? Everybody does that. It's just a harmless little pill, right? Which, by the way, there are other things you can take. There's turmeric. There are natural herbs and spices that you can, you know, replace ibuprofen. But they thought they had me. And I'm like, no, I think you opened my eyes to realize how corrupt this thing is overall. And then you go in and I looked at the symbolism of the serpent on the pole and all that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad he brought that up because it didn't make me go, oh, I'll just get it then. It's just ibuprofen does the same thing. But anyways, a cup full of abominations. Now check this out. This was a meme I found somewhere on the internet. It says, if you believe that people need to be injected with carcinogens, then that's another thing. Look at all the kids that are getting cancer today. Nobody knows. I mean, we know biblically, if you put unclean things into your body, you're going to get unclean results. God says, stay away from the unclean thing. There's no. This is all connected to vaccines, as well as unclean foods that we shove down our children's throats with all the dyes and the fake oils and all this crap. That's why they're getting cancer. That's why they're getting all these things. If you believe that people need to be injected with carcinogens, toxins, aborted fetal cells, animal DNA, parasites, antibiotics, fungi, insecticides, disinfectants, etc., in order to be healthy, you may need to reevaluate who the conspiracy theorist is. Okay. Well, you know, now years ago, you know, that's what's in her cup of abominations. You name it. It's all kinds of crap. But years ago, it was a conspiracy theory. Now it's out in the open. I mean, now it's out in the open. It's not really conspiracy theory anymore. But we know the Bible told us that the kings of the earth, the merchants, they were going to have this incestuous affair, adulterous affair, this orgy with each other in order to make each other rich, wealthy, and powerful. It was all the way. So when somebody says, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, I say, oh, so you're telling me that people are so nice, everybody's so nice and so good, nobody would ever conspire to do anything evil, you know, like to make a lot of money and things like that. In fact, there's even a Luke Bryan. It's got this country song out. I just want to believe all people are good. That is the antithesis, the opposite of what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us that man is evil and he needs the word of God. He needs the blood of Christ to keep him from his wickedness. I think one more verse here, two more verses. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. What are abominations? Filthy, unclean things. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. So is this the future? Big Pharma coming after the saints? And the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great, not admiration, but wonder. And after these things, so you got the sorcerer murders God's people. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils and the holt of every foul spirit. Man, you look at some of these kids that are taking these drugs, how wicked some of them become. What does sorcery do? We forget that, by the way. Just the act of sorcery opens you up to demonic control. So even a vaccine itself, we're even talking about how, they're even talking about how with this graphene oxide and things like that, they're even talking about how the vaccine, some people are saying these vaccines could actually connect us to the internet and we could be controlled. And what's kind of astonishing about that is I don't discount that, because it seems like the demons and the fallen angels are now giving man some of the same powers that they've had for thousands of years. And now man is able to do the same things. It's witchcraft. and the hold of every false spirit in the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, now here's what, why I wanted to keep reading. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Now think about this. We're doing the complete opposite. God says, don't go to the sorcerer. Stay away from her, because if you go to her, you're going to get her plagues. You're going to get sick. You're going to get, you know, whatever else. But God says, come out of her. Do not go to the sorcerer. Yet our major religious leaders, from the Pope all the way down to all these evangelical leaders, are saying, go to the sorcerer. It's loving your neighbor. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints, and now check this out, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Now, I wasn't going to bring this up, but now that I read this verse here, it made me think about this. So back, everybody has heard of the Spanish flu, right? Well, witnesses back in that time say that the people, the vast majority of the people dying were not dying because of the Spanish flu. They were actually dying because of the vaccine. They were dying because of the vaccine. And there were witnesses that proved that all these people that were unvaccinated were not getting the Spanish flu. And so what did they do? They covered it up. They said it was the vaccine that saved everybody, when really it was the vaccine that was killing the people, giving them the disease, right? And first off, you might say, well, Pastor Ben, that's a huge conspiracy thought that you would even have. But when I read this verse, it's God says that Mystery Babylon, through her pharmakia, is responsible for murdering all the people on the earth. And so just going back to the Spanish flu, 1/3 of the earth's population died, likely not because of the Spanish flu, but because of the vaccine. So what's in store for the future? Like I said in the beginning, people are going to start dying from this, and they're going to blame the unvaccinated. They're going to lie, cover their lies, because why? There's an adulterous affair between the politicians, the merchants, and the sorcerers. All right, in closing, I'd say, Pastor Ben, what do we do if there's a great pandemic? Well, what did they do in Egypt when there was a great pandemic? During the greatest pandemic in Egypt, God's people had only one antidote. I don't want to use the word vaccine. An antidote. The blood of the lamb. They simply placed the blood of the lamb by faith. They put the blood of the lamb over their doorposts, and that pestilence or that plague that killed the firstborn of Egypt did not harm the Israelites. And how does that apply to today? Well, it's the same thing. Faith in the blood of the lamb. Faith in Jesus Christ. Okay? Faith in Jesus Christ. And I lied. There's actually one more verse. And I said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do what is right in his sight, and give ear to all his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Who do you think healed the Egyptians back in the day? Where do you think people went for healing back then? We've got it all. The serpent with the pole, right? They went to the houses that had those symbols all over them. Same ones that we're seeing today where people are going for healing. Okay? Same symbols, same people, same sorcerers, just a different generation with different technology. All right. So in closing, I really believe we're being presented with a choice these days, especially with the vaccine. People are either going to choose to keep their jobs and get and participate in sorcery, or they're going to trust in God and rely upon him to not only for his healing powers, but for him to provide for them in case they have to make a stand. And it's amazing. It's amazing. I never thought we'd get to the point where people's faith will be tested on this very issue. You're going to take the sorcerer's potion, or you're going to trust in God? All right, we'll be right back with questions and comments. Be sure to join us live every Thursday morning, 9:30 a.m. for prophecy updates, and Sunday mornings, 10:30 a.m. for our line-by-line Bible studies. If you live near Princeton, Minnesota, and would like to join us in person for our Sunday morning church services, please email me at ben@christianovercomers.com for details and directions. Also, be sure to visit our website at christianovercomers.com to sign up for our weekly email updates, find our latest prophecy updates on video or podcast, catch up with our line-by-line studies, also available on video or audio podcast. And we even archive all of our studies by date. So if you have a phone or a tablet, bookmark this page so you can play our studies on the go while you're driving, going for a run, or doing chores. Now to our questions and comments. Go ahead. All right. Welcome back. We're going to take questions and comments. So we are on Rumble now because we stepped on the toes of Big Pharma and got our warnings from YouTube. But we, for some reason, we're not seeing. We don't know if people are leaving comments on our live stream or not. We apologize. We're not seeing them. If you don't have a Rumble channel and you're watching this, we encourage you to get a Rumble channel so that you can leave comments and questions. We want your interaction. We want your thoughts. And if for some reason you're commenting and we're not seeing it, please send me an email at ben@christianovercomers.com. And let me know. We want to get this figured out. So, because this is our new platform, Rumble is it. YouTube's our archives now. We can't post any new videos there without getting shut down. So, Damien, do you got anything?
Yeah, well, I think Rumble will eventually get to where it needs to be. It's still a pretty new platform, and it's unfortunate because you get used to like the YouTubes and the Facebooks,
right?
And they've been around for so long, they've got it, you know, nailed down pretty good, and so these newer ones have a little catching up to do, but you got to still support them. This is it's such a convicting message. But it's also confusing to me a little bit too, because there's such a line to walk there on, you know, what's good about the medicine and medical and the treatments and what's bad. And obviously vaccines, there's a kind of a easier argument for that, I guess, that it's probably bad. But, there are people that have mental illnesses and they're born with them. I believe that. I mean, maybe they're possessed by demons. I don't know, but I do believe that there's varying levels of mental illness. It seems like the more creative people are, the more messed up they are sometimes. Like God gives you a super good something here, but the other side is, struggles with depression or things like that. And it's just like, I just don't know. And then you look at the life expectancy, the life expectancy is higher than it's ever been, other than, pre Noah's flood or whatever, when
right.
They lived to be 1,000 or almost 1,000. But in modern era, people are living longer than ever. And you could argue it's because of the pharmaceuticals and the medical industry and the advancements. And, so I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here a little bit, but I don't even know if that's a question.
This question has been brought up before by other people, but what a lot of people forget is they, one example, I can go back to the vaccines. If you look at a chart of all the major so-called pandemics and you look at when the vaccine started, those pandemics had already been going down. And so you start realizing there's a trend there that, wait, it was already going down. And then with people having longer lifespans now, a lot of that could possibly be attributed to the fact that we are more clean now than we used to be. With our modern septic systems and things like that, back in the day, people were sharing an outside outhouse and, all the germs and the bacteria. We know one thing that from the Bible that, a lot of the sicknesses comes from human waste. And that's why God said, if you're out, your military, you got to bury that waste. You don't leave it above ground because you'll spread disease. So I think a lot of that's been a huge contributor to our lifespan maybe going up.
Even refrigeration.
Yeah.
Keeping our foods safer. Back then, people would die from food poisoning.
For me, the harder part about pharmacia, and you look at this industry as a whole, is some of the medicines that some people need. you know, or they could be very ill. And this opens up a whole new avenue. It's like some people claim, now I don't know if this is true or not. And I, you know, if I know, if I don't know something to be true, I'll tell you guys, I don't know if it's true or not, but some people claim that cures for cancer and other things had been found a long time ago based, you know, using natural things and maybe using some kind of what you would consider quack medicine today, like electromagnetic stuff or whatever. And that the pharmaceutical industry, big pharma, has purposely hid those things because it's not, they're not making money if people just get cured. And so, I don't know. Personally, what I'm not telling people that if they're like their doctor's giving them medicine right now for whatever ailments, I'm not telling them that they should get off that. But what I guess at this point in this stage where I'm at right now is I want to fill my medicine cabinet up with natural remedies first and foremost and use every natural means possible to stay away from putting those other things in my body developed by a very corrupt, system. But number one, it starts with, and unfortunately, if you're young and you know this stuff from the beginning, it's easier because you stay away from all the poisons that cause you to have to try, you know, that may cause you to go to pharmakia. And so if we just did things from the beginning, and you mentioned, you know, the mental illnesses and things like that. I still am very convinced that you put that this stuff, why people are having these things is actually from the vaccines, especially since God said Mystery Babylon, she was responsible for all of this stuff, all of the, not just the death of God's people, but the death of all the people of the earth. And it, I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean, there's demons and things like that. There were unhealthy people during Jesus's time. I don't know if they partook in sorcery back then as well, like, I mean, or not, but I obviously they did to a certain extent, but I don't know why, you know, some people had a disease and it wasn't necessarily because of pharmakia. But all I do know is the trend in the Bible is trusting God to be your healer and by your faith, you're made whole and things like that.
Well, and that's another thought that I had was there's been people, and again, there's this fine line, there's been Christian families that have refused medical treatment to their kids, and that's been an issue, and the courts have gotten involved, and in some cases they've taken the children from the family, and you know, there again, it's like you hear about these stories and you're like, they have a treatment that probably help your child, but you're not going to take it because, you know, your religious belief. And you know, I have a hard time knowing what's the right answer. You know, do you just say, no, I'm going to trust God, even though there's treatments that could help them, and then they die? And then it's like, well, you just killed your kid because you didn't take the treatments that maybe God was providing you.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's where I said that's a kind of a gray area for me still. But the easy areas for me are obviously illegal drugs.
Yeah.
Number one. But vaccines. You know, and these psychotic drugs, psychological drugs. To me, those are easy. I can just stamp those as pharmakia, sorcery. Right. The other one's a little bit harder because some modern medicine does include natural herbs and stuff in their ingredients. But then they patent it with those ingredients and they might not even need those other things in there. They're just adding the other stuff into the equation so that they can patent that particular drug.
Right.
But I really do believe there's probably for all of, you know, most of the major illnesses that you can, that are treated, there's probably a natural remedy for a lot more of them than we could imagine.
Yeah.
Well, cancer, you hear people drinking like carrot juice, like gallons of it, you know, and then their tumor being gone. You hear stuff like that. Personally, if I had cancer, I would definitely go right to the natural route. I would find every natural means possible. I would fast. I would pray. I would be using whatever God's natural ways are first and foremost. I wouldn't say I would never go the other route with the chemotherapy, but that would be the very last thing I would even consider. If I'd even consider it at all, I might just say, hey, it's time for me to go home. Not gonna spend the last moments of my life being injected with all kinds of poisons.
Yeah, that's my other argument is when it's time for you to go, it's time for you to go, whether you're taking medicines or not. You know, if God still needs you on this earth,
right,
he's going to keep you here.
Well, and that's another thing, too, is, all of our morality shouldn't be defined as, are we going to keep their flesh alive? Okay? Because God, the flesh is temporal. And, maybe it doesn't make sense to live a life like that, you know? I don't know. I think it definitely, a study like this definitely brings up a lot more questions. But yeah, it does help me personally draw clear lines on some of these things that, to me, were just, I didn't understand them. Like vaccines, some people would say, well, I'm against this vaccine, but not this one. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But now I can firmly say I am an anti-vaxxer based off of what I know from, evidence, from other people, as well as and just combining it with the Bible. It's just, to me, it's locked tight. There's no reason to put an unclean thing into your body to keep you from the unclean thing. To me, that's just stupidity. And I think they've skewed the numbers and they've lied to us to make it look like these things are helping us when they're really not.
Yeah, and you can see it now more clear than ever how they're making this current vaccine, which is one of the deadliest and with the most worst symptoms of any other vaccine of them all combined, I think.
Yeah.
But they still got the majority of the population believing this is the most wonderful thing ever. I mean, if they can do that, obviously they can do that. They've been doing it ever since. So it's just really showing itself now. I mean, but your point on the vaccines, back then they used to have to test them for years before, yeah, like 3, 4, whatever, multiple years before they would release these. And yeah, by then the disease was probably naturally getting weaker, which some say that the COVID was doing that.
Right.
The next strain was actually a weaker strain, and it would eventually get weaker and weaker. But then when you go and vaccinate people, then it can, that's how it's going to mutate.
Right.
It's going to mutate to get stronger. And then, and like you said, then they'll blame it on the people that aren't vaccinated. And it all works out in their favor because they got the power of the media. They got the power of education. They got all the power.
And it looked like it was done 100 years ago. There's actually one quick point I wanted to bring up about, I heard this and I haven't been able to verify it, but I heard that Russia and China and the Taliban, by the way, they're not vaccinating any of their soldiers, their military. And that should tell us something. If they're not vaccinated, and we are,
so
what's going on?
It.
I mean, America's trying to be, they're trying to pull America down. That should alarm us when these other armies and militaries are not taking it and we are. That tells us that this vaccine is likely going to get a lot of people sick or dead.
I don't understand how, there's amazing doctors and nurses and people in that, that don't they have a clue? I mean, there's very few doctors that are standing up, to this, what's really happening. There's a few, but mm-hmm. How can these doctors who are good doctors, good nurses, follow this?
I think it's ignorance. I think they're under the delusion. They've been trained a certain way. I think it's a lot like our churches. These pastors, they get ahead. They think that what they're doing is right, and they think we're quacks.
But they know what's behind this stuff.
I don't think they really do. I think they justify it. I think that the honest ones, anyways, the ones that want to help people and things like that. I think they just, I was saying, and it was alarming because we watched a video of some doctors that found the truth out about these vaccines. And they're like, hey, we're just giving these to them based off of the information we had and all the studies they were giving us. So we're just, it's a system. The medical field is a system. These doctors aren't that independent thinkers. They're plugged into this system and they're doing the They're just doing what they're told to do.
Yeah, they're all educated in the same way, just like mm-hmm. pastors that go to seminaries.
Right.
And they come out and there's, I would say more pastors than not are clueless on a lot of the fundamentals of the Bible. And they were educated at these great universities.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's an indoctrination. And I guess you got to be, say, led by Satan.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it seems like, you know, with the big pharma and everything else these days, even it seems like they've brought things to such an extreme now that a lot of people are finally understanding how corrupt this is. You know, the fake news media that started, you know, 4 years ago or whatever. People started realizing that the news media just lies and lies and lies and lies. And they found out about the globalists. So, I mean, it's like, When they weren't pushing themselves so hard on us, we were kind of asleep to these things. And now we're like, well, whoa, wait a second. Nothing they're saying is adding up. Why do I need this shot? It's going to be more risky than if I, you know, just got the illness itself. And then people start going through all that. And I think the first stage is a lot of people are realizing that. Once you realize that the COVID-19 vaccine is bad, and then people challenge you about that and you start digging in deeper, then I think if you're a biblical Christian, it starts all unraveling. It's like, it's not just the COVID-19 vaccine. There might be more serious degrees of contaminants in it or a more sinister reason of why they want you to get it, but it's still the same thing, still coming from the same cup. Anything else? All right. Well, we thank you guys for joining us. Remember, we are on Rumble now. That is our new video platform. You can also find us at ChristianOvercomers.com. We do a podcast version of all of our studies as well, audio podcasts. But until then, we'll see you next time. God bless you.
Christian Overcomers is brought to you by the tithes and offerings of our listeners. If you would like to support our ministry, please go to ChristianOvercomers.com. God bless you. And thank you for your support.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is marching on.